Merry Christmas, and we've got a special gift for you on this edition of Key Life.
This is Key Life, getting you home with freedom, joy, and faithfulness. And here's Steve Brown with God's Roadmap, the Bible. Here's Steve with a teaching for today.
Thanks, Mike. It is Christmas Day, and when I talk about a special gift, I got two. My pastor is here today. In the midst, we can't lie. Actually, it's not Christmas when we're doing this. We're sitting in a studio, and Eric's in the little glass booth, and he produces this, and we just, and we got a while yet to go before Christmas in real time where we are now, right?
Yeah, not long, but we blink and it's here.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, I mean, you know.
So it sounds like we're there at Christmas in their homes.
I know.
But we're really not, because we're at home in our own homes.
You're the boss.
Yeah, right. Actually, I did ask Pete if he'd stay over and we could spend this short time a little bit later. I just can hardly wait to share it with you. We've got our executive vice president, who is George Bingham of Key Life, and Pete's on our board. But George has a little girl by the name of Jenna. And we asked Jenna if she would read the Christmas story. He says, I don't want to hear a kid read a Christmas story. Listen, you're going to love this. We've put music with it, and we've taken it from Eugene Peterson's The Message, which puts a whole new twist on it. Mm-hmm. So a little bit later, toward the end of the broadcast, we're going to spend some time doing that. Hey, listen, why don't you pray for our families? It is Monday, and we pray, so... So pray for on this Christmas Day for those, and a lot of people who usually listen aren't listening, a lot of people who don't usually listen are. So why don't you pray, and then let's look at the leftover question that we had from last week.
Well, that'd be good. Let's pray. Father, Christmas Day, how great it is to be able to come into your presence as your people, and to, as we open gifts, remember that there is one gift that is preeminent, and that is the gift of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, Lord, it is fun to receive these gifts. We're thankful for all that we have, and we have so much. And, Lord, as we meet in your presence, we know that you've been so generous to us with your kindness and your goodness and your grace and material things and friends and family. And, Lord, and yet mostly with Jesus. And so we today ask that you would, as we listen to the story, as Jenna reads it to us, that you would take the word and strike it into our hearts and just encourage us and deepen our love for you, that we would be able to call you Father. Thank you, Father, for another year of ministry and an opportunity to know your goodness. We pray for Key Life and this ministry and ask that as we go forth into another year, that you would be honored and many more people would come to know how good you are and how great is the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we commit today to you as we pray these things in his name. Amen.
Do you, and this kind of goes along, it says, how should we celebrate Christmas? Are the lights, gifts, etc. appropriate? I mean, is that what it's all about? But as a pastor, is Christmas a time you really, really look forward to?
You know, I do. I know that, yeah. You know, we kind of had the flip-flop. Like it. It gets, the longer I do this, though, it's harder to do Advent sermons and Christmas sermons with the, you know, you keep looking, I want to make this fresh. How can I do that?
It's hard.
That gets hard. But I really love the time of being with the church family. I love Christmas Eve, and I love Christmas.
And our church really looks great the way they decorate it.
Kathy decorates it.
Yes,
and
she does.
Just great.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
I was the opposite. Although, you know, it's interesting now that I'm no longer a pastor, and I did that for 25 years. You know, the Bible says if you can be a pastor for 25 years and live through it, you don't need grace to get to heaven. They don't even ask about Jesus. I mean, they just say, welcome in, man. But when I was a pastor, I just dreaded Christmas. It was awful. It was an awful time for me. And now that I'm not, I still have this Scrooge thing in me, but I really do like this day a lot.
But you're not
a lot more than I did.
you're not a Scrooge. That's what I always wondered about. You know, you're the kind of guy that gives so much.
Yeah, that's true. For those of you in our television audience, you can see. But Pastor Pete's mic just fell off its stand, and he's trying. But go ahead.
I'm just going to hold this thing
right here.
Cool.
That'll work.
That's a big old cage in front of mine.
Sure.
But I don't understand, since you call yourself a Scrooge, but you're a very generous guy.
Well, yeah. But no, and I'm good looking, too. But at Christmas, I think with a pastor, you know, I've got a lot of past issues, and that's true with a lot of people, I think, that for whom holidays are difficult.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think it gets me out of my groove, and I don't like that because I can't control it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get into the Christmas spirit because those are emotions that I don't want to control. And then when I was a pastor, you lay on top of that. A lot of people have big problems at Christmas.
That's true.
And so the counseling load increases, and then you got 4 bazillion services and 5 million places you have to speak where they want a Christmas meditation. And you know, I just dreaded it.
Mm.
And now I've been able to kind of step back and to look at Christmas the way a normal person looks at Christmas.
Mm.
And it's really become almost, I can't say totally because I cannot tell a lie, but I really like Christmas a lot more than I do. And I envy you. I would think that a pastor who really likes the time of Christmas, they've got to really like Christmas. I mean, that's got to be a wonderful experience.
It's a good thing. You know, you get to be off with the kids more and get out of the office a little bit more. In that respect, if you get everything done,
yeah,
it's good.
True.
So the question is about lights and all that stuff.
I mean,
you know,
is it inappropriate? I know there's got to be more to it than that, but is it wrong to have Christmas parties, to just have family get-togethers when you don't talk about religious stuff, and to share gifts without having a prayer before you give every gift?
You know, to me, if you look at the Hebrew mindset, look how many times God ordained, called, commanded them to party.
Yeah.
Now, we don't put it that way. We say it was a religious feast.
But it was a celebration,
It was a celebration. It was simply, you guys get together, eat some good food, have a great time, and remember all the great things I've done for you. That's Christmas.
Yeah, isn't that good?
Yeah, and so I think it's just another excuse to party. And what was it? The Worldwide Church of God used to have a practice where once a year they threw a big party for themselves. And the same idea came from the Old Testament.
It's true. All right. You know, Worldwide Church has really changed in those areas. But that's true. And we ought to do that, too, without feeling guilty every time that we do that.
What more do we have to celebrate than what Christ has done? It's a great time for
Christmas. And I'll tell you something else. You know what helps me during Christmas, talking about this celebration thing, is when I go to malls, you know, do Christmas shopping. And that is not that's my second favorite thing in the world. The most favorite is jumping off buildings. But somebody told me, think that everybody in that mall during that time is there for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not bad.
It is for our kids. It's a time to make them think about others in a more real way.
Pete, I love you, man, and I'm thankful for you during this Christmas.
You know, I love you too. I love this ministry. You've impacted my life in a big way.
And guys, we appreciate you too on this Christmas. You think about that. Well, I promise and I deliver. Sitting right across the table is Jenna Bingham, and she is the daughter of the executive chief honcho of Key Life, George Bingham. And her mother is Ruth, and her sister is Emmy. And you look mighty pretty today.
Thank you.
You like Christmas?
Uh-huh, I love it.
What are you going to do for us?
Read the Christmas story.
All right, folks, this is the gift that we're offering you for Christmas.
About that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral hometown to be accounted for. So, Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judah, David's town. He went there with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger, because there was no room in the hostel. There were shepherds camping in the next neighborhood. They had set night watchers over their sheep. Suddenly, God's angels stood among them, and God's glory blazed around them. They were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody worldwide. A Savior has just been born in David's town, a Savior who is Messiah and Master. This is what you're to look for, a baby wrapped in a blanket lying in a manger." At once, the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises. "Glory to God in the heavenly heights, peace to all men and women on earth who please Him." As the angel choir withdrew into heaven, the shepherds talked it over. "Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us." They left running and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child. All who heard the shepherds were impressed. Mary kept all these things to herself, holding them dear, deep within herself. The shepherds returned and let loose, glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen. It turned out exactly the way they'd been told. Dear Jesus, thank you for Christmas. Thank you for presents, but mostly, thank you for being born and loving us. Amen. Merry Christmas! Thank you.